What kind of a life are you living? Do you daily face discouragement and problems that make life very difficult? Do you have hope for the future that things will get better? Or is living usually quiet desperation? It is so sad to hear of so many divorces as couples just cannot live with each other anymore. The differences have mounted to the place where there is no reconciliation for husband and wife. The happiness of youthful love is gone, and the antagonism grows to the point of no return to what was to be a happy, lifelong marriage. God gave to me the privilege to live with a faithful wife for over 50 years before she died, and God called her home to heaven. She was a Bible believer and is in God's presence today. In answer to prayer, the Lord God has brought another godly woman into my life to be my partner, wife, and friend. The peace and joy we share is just wonderful, and we know it will last until God calls us to heaven someday. Jean and I know the meaning of commitment in marriage. We know what godly love is, wherein both husband and wife give everything for the benefit of their spouse. There is no selfishness in our marriage, and our marriage and love are God-given. In the Bible, this love is called agape love. It is the highest love known, for it is the love that God has for us. It is the love of God that sent His only Son, Messiah Jesus, to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven of all sin and live for God in this life and in heaven for eternity. Regardless of how life is for you today, you can know the love of God in a personal relationship with Him. But such a life will only be yours on God's terms and not yours. In the Bible, God has revealed His great love for you and for me. It is in the Bible that you will find the path to living in peace, joy, and love. In spite of past failures in your life, regardless of the sorrow you face today, Almighty God, who loves you, will show you the new life that can be brought to you, the peace and contentment that can come from Him. Teenagers can know this life of fulfillment, peace, and true love. In spite of what you have seen in the lives of other people, the Lord God has a special place for you and a plan for your future that is terrific and wonderful. Many of you who are in your teens are certainly concerned about the future. You see so much sorrow and trouble in the world. There are those of you who have seen dissension in your homes, and you wonder if you can have a loving, happy marriage. So much about us today is negative and would tear down faith and trust. But God loves you and desires that you put your life in His hands. In trusting God, you will live in peace and fulfillment. I know what a loving, peaceful, happy marriage is, and I know Almighty God, who has given it to me, will also grant it to you if you will trust Him. In the Bible book of John, in chapter 10 and verse 10, we read, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Messiah Jesus spoke these words. Because of what He has done for us, we can have a wonderful life, an abundant life. If you are Jewish or Gentile, you can have real life from God through Messiah Jesus. This life of which I speak is not dependent upon money or material possessions. It is not a life that is good because you have a great job or income. Nor is it good because you have the latest 4x4 or furniture or a bigger and better house to live in. These material possessions are fine, but many of you know that these things do not bring true lasting love, peace, and contentment. The true values of life come only from Almighty God, and He invites you to possess them. But they will only be yours as you put your trust in God, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, and the way of forgiveness of sin that is found only by faith in Messiah Jesus. Now I say Messiah because it's for Jews and Gentiles. On my father's side, my grandparents were Orthodox Jews, and they were the first ones in our family line that I know of to put their trust in Jesus as their Messiah. So my dad learned about Messiah, and I have, and I am so glad that I did, and that I know the Bible is for us, for our Jewish people, as well as for Gentiles. Let us hear what God has to say about our relationship to Him, what it might be now and what it can be in the will of God. You have physical life now, but the life that God speaks of is the spiritual life in your spirit and soul. This great life comes from the Lord and gives joy and peace in every aspect of living, in spite of problems, sickness and pain, disappointments and hardship. Everyone faces these things throughout life, but there is an answer to where you can find peace in spite of them. How can we know Almighty God personally? Listen to the instructions that God gives to us in His Word, the Bible. In the Bible book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verses 8 and 9, we read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God tells us that our good deeds or works will not remove the sins that we have committed. We are forgiven of sin through God's grace. Grace simply means receiving something that we do not deserve. We do not deserve God's forgiveness for our sins because of what we have done in sinning against Him. We are forgiven of our sins when we put our faith in what God has done for us, not in what we do for Him. What has God done? In the Bible book of John, chapter 3 and verse 16, we read, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Messiah, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in Him, in Jesus, should not perish, that is, in eternal hell, eternal separation from God, but have everlasting life." That would be in heaven, and it will be, and I look forward to that someday. I hope you do too. In Romans chapter 5 and verses 8 and on, we read, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah, Jesus, died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood," that's the suffering that Jesus went through for us when He died on the tree, on the cross, and shed His blood as the blood of atonement for our sins, that blood of atonement that God demanded of our Jewish people in the Old Testament. Now the atonement is in Jesus. "Being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus the Messiah, by whom we now have received the atonement." Messiah Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood for the payment of the penalty due us for our sins. Jesus suffered in our place. Because Messiah Jesus came from God and is a member of the eternal Godhead, He has the authority to take the punishment that is due to you and to me because we have sinned against God. Jesus has provided the way to be forgiven and for us to live in great joy and peace now in this life and in eternity in heaven. However, we must accept Him as our sin bearer. We are not automatically forgiven of our sin by some type of action or attending services or giving to charity or whatever. But we must put our trust in Jesus as the one who died and provided the atonement for us. In the book of John, 1 John, chapter 5, and verse 13, we read, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." God has assured us in this promise and throughout His Word that when we confess our sins to God and accept Jesus as the one sent from God who took the punishment due us for our sins, we will know that we are forgiven of all past sin. We have this assurance that we are going to heaven someday. What joy there is in my heart and life, in my new life together with Jean, because of what God has done for us. He will do the same for you. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in His way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity.